朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我们非常感谢主，今天早上 Cornell 大学的小小的福音队给我们带来的见证。
We thank you very much for the testimony that this group of Cornell gospel team placed in front of us.
前天晚上，我家的老二参加了青年团契以后回来，非常的兴奋，因为他告诉我，他说：“哎呀，今天晚上我们实在有一个非常过瘾的聚会。”
My second son was very excited last night after he came back from the youth meeting.
也许因着那天他参加那个聚会，更强烈的使他想到 Cornell 去念大学。
Maybe that motivated him further to go to Cornell for his college.
我刚才看见他们十几个人站在这里，我巴不得有一天他也在他们的中间回来，在我们的中间为主做见证。
As I observe this young group of people, how much do I hope that my son will one day come back to this church in a similar fashion?
实在感谢主，十几位大学生给我们教会几十位年轻人带来属灵的冲击。
We thank you for this group of young people for Cornell to bring forth challenges among the youth in this church.
有人说，得到今天的青年，就得到明天的教会。
People said that if you can gain the youth in the church now, you can gain the church in the future.
在过去二十几年来，我的感觉比这句话更深一层。
Over the past 20 years, my burden is even more so than what I just said.
让主得着今天的年轻人，不只是得着明天的教会，也得着明天的社会。
If our Lord can gain the young people in the church today, not only will He gain the church in the future, but He will also gain the society in the future.
但愿这十几位将来不只是有人出来全时间服侍主。
May there be some full-time service the persons coming from this group of gospel team.
我们也希望这一群人将来进到社会里面去，成为社会的中间，今天这个世代的中流砥柱。
How much do we wish that in the future they become the pillars of our society?
今天在教会里面需要源源不断的后起之秀来接替神的工作。
Today in the church, there is great need for people to come up.To serve.
但愿我们在主的面前有这样的一个看见，今天在这个社会更需要为主做见证、爱主的基督徒。
And yet, even more of a need is that we need God-loving Christians in this society.
我们真是越来越发现，学生福音的工作在今天神的国度里面，实在是一个非常有策略性的工作。
More and more, we find the student gospel work in the university as very important.
感谢主，青年人有才华。
We thank that our youth has talent.
我的儿子一放假，赶快就飞回到 Boston 来了。
My son, once he has a semester break, he always come back to Boston.
但是这十几位他们放假，他们还为着福音的缘故来到我们中间，有三四天的福音的工作。
Yet this 10-20 people in this group. Would like to take the semester break for testimony of the gospel.
他们有才华，有热心，而且我们觉得他们带来了朝气。
Yeah, they have talents, they have enthusiasm, and yet they bring us challenge too.
一唱就把大家唱醒了。
And indeed, they woke us up.
哎呀，我们实在觉得他们带来好像在我们整个崇拜里面住进来的一股新的一个朝气。
And indeed, they bring us freshness in our worship.
最重要的这些年轻人，他们有什么呢？
What is the most important part in this group of people?
有一股 potential, 有一股潜力。
Because of their great potential.
对神的国度来讲，对主的教会来讲，这一批人都是一批不可忽视的贡献和力量。
And indeed, they have strength and potential in the kingdom of God in His church.
弟兄姊妹，但愿今天十几个人在这里见证，激励我们，提醒我们，知道怎么样为中国教会的下一代祷告。
May this group of young people move us.To know how to pray for the next generation of the Chinese.
当我们要为他们祷告的时候
，as we learn how to pray for them,
我原谅我给各位一个建议。
May I suggest the following?
求主让他们能够发挥他们的潜力。
May God really realize their potentials.
好不好？我们把我们今年的主题作为为下一代祷告的很重要的一个题目，让他们做忠心的管家。
Let's pray for them in our following year so that they may be a faithful steward of God.
我记得1970年，我被派到台中去负责台湾中部的学生福音工作的时候。
In the 1970s, I was assigned to the middle portion of Taiwan to be responsible for the student work in that area.
我非常看重这些青年人不只是要在信仰上扎根，而且盼望他们在信仰上有出路，希望他们有运动，能够把他们所学的在侍奉上能够用出来。
The emphasis is not so that they have a foundation in their faith, but rather than as a source of their subsequent service.
今天的基督徒接受很多却没有出来。
Christians today receive a lot, and yet there's nothing coming out of them.
只怪不得寇世远监督曾经说过一句话。
No wonder the bishop said the following.
他说，在神在非基督徒身上有一个难处是进不去。
There's a difficulty that God has with non-Christians in the sense that he cannot enter.
在基督徒身上，神有一个难处是出不来。
And yet the difficulty with the Christian is that he cannot come out.
我们确认信耶稣，我们说看哪，耶稣在门口叩门，你们打开门，让耶稣进到你的心里，他与你，你与他一同坐席。
We advise people to open their doors as Jesus was knocking on their heart so that Jesus can enter into the.
但是我们的门是关得紧紧。
And yet we Christians' doors are tightly closed.
神从来不会勉强你打开心门来接受他。
God never forces to open our door to accept him.
对基督徒来讲呢？
Yet to the Christians,
耶稣已经在我们的心里面。
Christ is already within us.
我们却紧紧地把它封住，没有办法让它在生命和生活上把它流露出来。
And yet we lock him tight within us so that he cannot express outwardly.
所以我在台中要替那些年轻的基督徒找出路。
Therefore, in Taichung, my burden was that to have an outlet for the Christians.
我知道在台中有一个教会做很好的监狱福音的工作。
There was a certain church in Taichung area which is doing a lot of work in establishing churches.
我去找他们的牧师。
I was trying to talk to their pastor.
我说谢牧师，我这里有工人，你有工作，我们合起来好不好？
As I talked to the pastor, I said that we have workers there and you have work in your area. Can we unite and proceed?
今天有很多的工作没有工人，有很多的工作没有工作，但有很多的工人没有工作可以做。
Today there are places where there are a lot of work, yet there's no workers, and vice versa.
你有工，我有人，我们来结婚吧，我们合在一起。
If you have work to be done and we have workers, let's unite to achieve the job.
听说你们那里有许多的监狱的工作，我们这边有许多的年轻人可以来帮助你，我们好不好安排一下，让年轻人参与你们的监狱的福音的工作。
I said, I understand there's a lot of prison gospel work need to be done in your area, and I have a lot of young people that can, that are eager to enter.
非常婉转的，这个谢牧师告诉我，我永远不会忘记。
And yet he replied me in a manner that I would never forget.
他说：“李牧师，谢谢你的好意，但是我不要你的人。”
And the pastor said that thank you, Pastor Lee, but I do not need your worker.
因为这些年来，我认识这些青年人。
Because over the years, I have know those young people.
我晓得他们的才华，晓得他们的热心，晓得他们。有这样的一个朝气蓬勃的这种侍奉。
I understand their talent, I understand their enthusiasm, and I understand their emotion to serve.
他说：“李牧师，对不起，这些人有热心而没有恒心。”
And yet, these young people have enthusiasm but have no perseverance.
我把工作都交给他们。
As I place in their hands the work.
看那个人的情况有长有短，但是呢，大概都长不了太多。
And yet they cannot persevere in their mission.
是的，弟兄姊妹，青年人，我们要为他们祷告，求主把忠心给他们。
Yes, brothers and sisters, we have to pray for our young people so that God can place in them a faithfulness.
另外一方面，我们看忠心的行，
这
些东西的应用性。
And yet we need the applicability of that in life.
我常常说，今天我们在中国人当中传福音，常常传不开，常常在两方面有问题。
Many times I mentioned the fact that the preaching of the gospel is difficult among the Chinese because of these two aspects.
有的时候我们的理论基础不够稳定。
Many times our theological foundation was not adequate.
被今天许多中国的固有的文化经不起考验。
And there have been confusions because of the Chinese classics and philosophy.
举一个很简单的例子。
A simple example.
一提到祭祖的问题，很多基督徒没有办法回答。
And as soon as one mentioned the topics of ancestor worship, many Christians cannot deal with that.
否则不是我们今天要谈的题目。
This, of course, is not the topic.
相反的，今天有人在理论上不错，但是他没有办法把它应用出来。
On the other aspect, some people may have good foundation in theological aspect, and yet there's no life expression.
你可以说的天花乱坠。
You can have a lot of beautiful theory.
但是却没有实质上面的见证把它活出来。
And yet you have no testimony to bear this out in your life.
我们老大在 Ohio 念大学。
My elder son is in Ohio in college.
前天我们从机场把他接回家。
Yesterday we taken back arrived back from the airport.
将近三个月不在家，回到家很兴奋。
He was away for about 3 months and was excited.
其实昨天不是很冷。
And of course yesterday was not very cold.
他说爸爸，我们起火炉好不好？
And then he suggested, can we start the fire?
他觉得起个火炉让家有更温暖的感觉。
It seems that with the fire, there will be more warmth in the home.
后来我就跟他起火。
So I started the fire.
他就问我爸爸，这些木头哪里来
的？ He asked, where are those logs comes from?
如果到过我家的弟兄姊妹知道。
For those who has been in my house knows.
我有个好邻居。
I have a very good neighbor.
他有很漂亮的花园。
He has a very good, a nice yard.
但是那个花园现在被他堆积如山的木头所破坏。
Yet there was ruined by all the logs that he stored in it.
他是个六尺高的一个美国人。
He's about 6 feet tall.
身体非常的强壮。
And he was very strong.
他的运动就是破柴。
And his hobby is to spit the logs.
常常我在家里面坐着读书的时候，感觉到地在震动。
Many a time I feel is shaking in the home.
因为他在破柴。
Because he was splitting logs.
把那个整个花园堆满了木头。
And all the yard was filled with.
有一天，太太跑来跟我们讲。
One day he come over and speak to us.
Mr. and Mrs. Lee, 请你 do us a favor, 做一个好事好不好？
And he said that Mr. and Mrs. Lee, would you do us a favor?
请你帮忙我们烧一点我们的后院的木头。
Can you burn off some of the logs from our yard?
我要快一点还我花园本来的面貌。
Because I want to restore the yard's previous appearance.
你想我们哪里有皮有那么厚去搬他们的木头呢？
Of course, we don't have enough strength to move all the logs.
我们没有去搬，就这位先生，这位邻居就定时就把木头运到我的后花园来。
Therefore, he bring over logs on a regular basis.
一看我们用完了，马上他就继续无限的供应给我们。
As soon as he sees the logs will consume, he'll bring in another one.
我们今年冬天过得非常的温暖。
Therefore, this past winter has been a warm one.
昨天我儿子问我一个问题。
Last night, my son asked me.
Chuck 就是我们家的隔壁的邻居，不是基督徒，为什么对我们那么好
？He said that Chuck, who's my neighbor, is not a Christian. How come he's so good to us?
请注意，他讲了一句话，他说他不是基督徒，为什么对我们那么好
？Please pay attention. He said Chuck is not a Christian. Why is he so nice to us?
我今天把这个问题也提到各位的面前。
Today I want to place this question in front of you.
这一个非基督徒为什么比基督徒还有爱心？他的意思是这个。
Of course, the meaning of this question is why this non-Christian has a great love than other Christians.
我们今天在信仰上需要有信仰的流露。
Today in faith we have to have expressions of our faith.
所以在今天我要跟大家分享，第一个是从心态来看摩西的忠心。
Therefore, today we are going to look at the faithfulness itself in the Moses.
到底摩西的生命的经历是什么？
What is the life experience of Moses?
我们刚才从23节看到29节。
We have just read 23 to 29 verses.
这一段圣经我把它分成三部分。
I would like to divide this into three aspects.
23节是摩西出生的时候的家庭背景。
Verse 23 describes the background of Moses' birth.
弟兄姊妹，我们在圣经里面一而再、再而三看见一个很重要的真理。
Repeatedly, we saw a truth in the scripture.
一对敬畏神的父母常常带出敬虔的儿女出来。
A God-fearing parents always brought forth God-fearing children.
但是二十三节讲到他的出生的时候的背景。
Verse 23 is a description of Moses' birth.
24节到27节，我们看见摩西在40岁的时候，他所面临那个极大的抉择。
In 24 to 27 verses, it was a description of Moses as he entered his age of 40 in a turning point.
28 到29节是摩西80岁带以色列人出埃及的时候发生的两件大事。
Verse 28 to 29 is a description of two critical events when Moses was 80 as he led the Israelites.
一个是逾越节，一个是过红海。
The first episode was the Passover, the second was the passing over of the Red Sea.
我在这里给希伯来书十一章二十三节到二十九节的分段，跟使徒行传第七章使其反在做见证的时候提到摩西一生的分段是不谋而合的。
The division of the scripture is very similar to the Acts 7 as Stephen was discussing the life of Moses.
我们知道摩西一辈子120岁。
We know that Moses lived 120 years.
使徒反把这120岁分成等量的三个40年。
Stephen divided into three equal periods of 40 years.
有一个传道人就把这三个40年用很简单清楚的描写来描写他这三个四十年的情况。
A certain minister used this three equal period for description of Moses.
就我个人来讲，我觉得这三个分段或者是三个阶段的描写，可以讲到一个人对神的信仰的三个不同的阶段。
To me, the three divisions is a good description of a Christian's description of his faith to God.
也可以代表一个基督徒今天在教会里面侍奉的三种的态度。
It may well be suited to describe the three aspects of a Christian service in the church.
在我们的信仰的追求的过程当中，我们有阶段。
In our pursuit of our faith, there is divisions.
那么用这一百二十年的三分法，可以分出一个人在慕道的过程当中三个不同的经历。
And these divisions can also be applicable to one's seeking of the faith.
我以前只在这一方面思想，但是这一个礼拜我在思想的时候，我发现这三个态度也可以代表今天三种在教会里面侍奉神的人的心态。
And yet these three divisions can be also applicable to one's service in the church.
这些传道人怎么样把这三个四十年分呢？
How is the certain Minister used these three divisions.
第一个四十年，他用两个字来形容我能。
The first division can be described as being I can.
第二个四十年用三个字我不能。
The second division can be described as I cannot.
第三个用两个字形容神能。
The last division can be described as God.
我们知道摩西第一个四十年，他是在埃及的皇宫里面度过。
We know the first 40 years Moses spent in the palace of Egypt.
最近我们在礼拜三的祷告会。
Recently in the Wednesday prayer meeting,
我们学习能够为全世界祷告。
We learn to pray for the whole world.
每一次选一个国家，我们迫切地为他们祷告。
Each Wednesday we pick a country and pray for it.Earnestly.
刚刚过的礼拜三，我们为埃及祷告，这也是很凑巧的事。
And it happens that the last Wednesday we remember Egypt in our prayer.
我们知道埃及是个文化古国。
We know that Egypt has a very profound civilization.
使徒行传七章二十二节，司提凡怎么说呢？说摩西学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。
Stephen in the book of Acts say that Moses learned all the knowledge of the Egyptians.
请注意哈，他在这里描写说他学了埃及人一切所有的学问。
He said that Moses learned all the skills and knowledges of the Egyptians.
四十年下来
，That was the 40 years.
摩西已经成为一个自命不凡、飞扬跋扈的人。
And indeed, he thought that he was very remarkable in his achievement.
到一个地步，他认为没有一件事情在他是不能的。
So much so that he thinks that he can in every aspect.
我能
，I can.
我们今天在这世界上常常看到有这样的成语。
We have experienced similar experiences in our world.
就代表这样的一种心态。
This represents this kind of attitude.
人定胜天，双手万能。
And indeed, man can overcome nature, and our pairs of hands can be is capable.
我越思想这件事情
As I think about this aspect,
我越发现今天在北美洲传福音的困难，那个结就打在这一件事上。
And I can see the difficulty of North American gospel work among the Chinese.
当你传福音给他的时候
，When you preach gospel to them，
当你把福音介绍给他的时候
，As you introduce gospel to them，
我能。
The response is that yes, I can.
我能，我何必需要这样一种奴隶性的宗教呢？
If I can, why do I need this slave mentality of Christianity?
尼采大概是第一个批评基督教用奴隶这两个字来批评的一个哲学家。
Nietzsche may well be the first philosopher to criticize Christianity as a slave mentality.
因为他在外面看，他发现基督徒是一些没有知识的人。
Because to Nietzsche, Christians does not have will.
哎呀，我们有软弱，我们赶快来祷告。
Because of the fact we're weak, we have to come with prayer.
我们有难处，赶快来，不抱佛脚，现在抱神脚。
And because of difficulty, we come to God to pray.
所以对他们来讲，这是一个对他们的生命的一种侮辱。如果你把福音介绍给他。
Because to those peoples, the gospel is a debate to them.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister,
这是一个传福音的困难，难道也不是今天北美教会配搭的困难之一吗？
Why this is a difficulty with preaching of the gospel? Can this also be a difficulty in our service in the church?
我们看见非基督徒，
We look at the non-Christian.
哎呀，你为什么这样自命不凡呢？
Why are you so boastful?
但是今天我们不也照照镜子，看看我们在教会里面的侍奉的心态，我们也不是那样自命不凡吗？
And yet, if I look into the mirror, do we see the similar things in us?
我们来到美国学了西方一些的学问。
We come to the U.S. and we learn all the Western civilization have to offer.
说话行事也都有才能。
Our speech, our thinkings may well be talented.
就成为今天侍奉的拦阻。
And yet, they may be a barrier in our service.
成为今天传福音的困难。
It has been a difficulty in the gospel.
就是第一个四十年，我能。
The first 40 years, I came.
感谢赞美神，我们看见神把我们留在地上，有年岁，一年一年的过去。
Yet praise the Lord that He kept us on this earth so that we have accumulations of age.
年龄稍微大一点，人生的阅历比较多元化的时候。
As I grow older, we have more experience.
我们的头发从黑的变成白的。
And our hair changed from black to white.
我们的头发从多变成少的。
From abundance to scanty.
为什么？我们因为开始受到不同的打击，不同的挫折临到我们的人生。
Because indeed we experience a lot of tribulations and a lot of failures in our life.
我们真的发现一件事情，中国人讲得很对，天有不测风云，人有旦夕祸福。
And the Chinese indeed appreciate that in the sense that the life is not a certainty.
我们突然觉得一件事情，我们觉悟到生命是很脆弱。
And you experience the fragility of life itself with all kinds of tragedy.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内。分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。